Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He dives under the rush, and then he holds the football too long, and he's sacked. Here comes the rush, and they sack him again, and he is out of field goal range. Wentz back. He's looking. They've sacked him again. They've sacked him again, this time back at the 45-yard line. That is sack number 50 on the season. He has hit the half-century mark. Fourth sack of the game. Or is it the fifth? I'm losing count.
Oh, that is that is music to the ears from Eagles Radio as Filthy loses again, this time to the Packers at Lambeau Field. They fall to 3-8. The Cowboys are 3-8, but they have a major, major problem and dilemma because Carson Wentz was finally benched for Jalen Hurts. Wentz was down 20-3. Hurts comes in. It was a spark. It was a spark. Now, they were aided by a Jalen Reagor punt return touchdown, but Hurts threw his first career touchdown pass. The game got within seven. It was 23-16 that Aaron Jones had this back-breaking highlight reel run. Hurts threw a diving interception at the end. And now it's about who starts the next game. Troy has been spying on Eagles Radio throughout the morning.
Yes, I have. I've been listening to Angelo Cataldi on WIP in Philadelphia, and they have a QBC. In fact, it's so exciting for them, Angelo Cataldi. He almost choked on his veal parmesan omelet to open the show.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show, the Monday morning. By the way, the Eagles lost, but that's not even half this story. We have, ladies and gentlemen, please secure your seatbelts. We have, in Philadelphia, a quarterback controversy.
What the hell? What? Was that a quack? My kid is into duck or the Daffy and Donald or whatever the young ducks are that we watched when we were growing
up. What, DuckTales?
And that's DuckTales. I can't remember if it's
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yes, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And that's what Angelo, let me hear that again. I think he started quacking on the Eagle station.
Yeah, I think it's quarterback controversy.
We have in Philadelphia a quarterback controversy.
Oh my gosh.
He's so excited about the show that he's about to present because that's what they like in Philadelphia. They actually like this. They like the pain. They like the pain.
No. We like listening to the pain.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Yeah, because they don't know what to do. In fact, they actually got into an argument early this morning because they were like, well, I mean, we have Carson, we have Jalen. Maybe we should get another quarterback?
In a year or two, Hurts is going to want to get paid, but you got all the money you've given to the other quarterback.
Where's the problem?
What do you
what happened in Green Bay when you got Favre and another quarterback? Yeah. Where is the problem?
Favre still had value.
Favre ran out of contract. You got 4 years
you move
with this
him.
Guy.
Yeah, he had value.
Who wants that contract?
You bench Wentz. Where's the problem? If he comes in and plays good, he plays. I don't get it.
I'm going to try to explain it again. You have a salary cap.
You have a game Sunday.
Yes.
No, we're not talking about Sunday.
There's no salary cap Sunday.
You have to unload the other contract. Who's going to? Who's giving that man $30 million to play quarterback? He's terrible.
What difference does it make if he stinks?
You don't have salary cap room for two quarterbacks.
What?
I got to agree with Angelo on this one. Like, he understands the cap. Carson Wentz got signed to a four-year extension worth $128 million, and it doesn't kick in until next season.
Yeah.
It does not kick in until next season. This is the reason the Lions haven't started over with Stafford or traded him, because the salary cap hit, and now they have Carson Wentz. Let's see. The cap ramifications, if they cut Wentz this offseason, it would cost them $59 million, Mike. In dead cap money. In 2022, the cap hit drops to $24.5 million. And there you go. Those are some of the numbers. And then the year after that, it would drop all the way down to $15 million. But if they cut him next year, $59 million in dead cap money, it's not possible. It can't happen.
We need to examine who pays what if you trade him, because a fresh start for him is viable. But besides the veal parmesan guy, the squeaky voice guy also has a legitimate point. The squeaky voice guy is saying, you don't worry about the salary cap now. You can't trade him now. It's after the trade deadline. You can't cut him now, and wouldn't. He's the backup quarterback if they indeed go with Hurts. But on Sunday, they need to win, and then we'll worry about the later.
We are sparring on Philadelphia right now, WIP, because they have a quarterback. What, Angelo?
A quarterback.
They had that going on. What do the callers think? Well, David in Philadelphia, he's upset about everything and everyone.
Dave's on the line. Hi, David.
We've seen more of a bad Carson Wentz than we've seen of a good Carson Wentz. We've seen a great Carson Wentz in 2017.
Right.
But going forward, we have seen more of a bad Carson Wentz than we've seen of a good Carson Wentz. And now we're seeing the worst quarterback in the NFL this year. And listen, I like Doug, but it's Doug's inability to make a decision that makes me want him to go as well.
Yeah.
Because we need a coach with some kahunas. Do you think Bill Belichick would care anything about Carson Wentz's feelings if he was playing bad like this?
No.
He would have had Jalen Hurts in there and wouldn't care what Carson Wentz felt.
That's a real
coach.
With kahunas.
Kahunas, not cajones. Kahunas. You know, it always goes back to Dak Prescott, him versus Wentz.
Yep.
And I know Dak will never think like this, because everyone thinks they're a great player and they could go to an organization and make all the difference, right? I've always called Dak Silver Spoon Prescott around here.
Mm.
If Dak left, now the reason for Dak to leave here, contract disrespect, possibly. I mean, he got offered $35 million, we think. That's not disrespectful. But management, like it all. If you believe it all starts from the top, then you might think you can never win with Jerry and Stephen Jones here. But look at how Carson Wentz is being treated with what he's surrounded with. Mike, I will Venmo you $20 right now if you can tell me who leads their team in receiving yards. $20.
Number 9.
I don't know who that is, but
Fulgham.
I don't think
Fulgham.
It is Fulgham.
Oh, $20.
$20.
Do you have Venmo?
Yeah, or you can. Oh, I was going to say.
No, you don't. Deal's off then. It was only for Venmo.
I got Venmo. It's marcia@.com.
Don't put it out there. Travis Fulgham leads them in receiving yards, Fish. Then Dallas Goedert.
Do you not know what I do for a living? What do you mean? You don't think I know who Travis Fulgham is?
Well, you know who he is, but that's not the point, numbnuts. The point is
I get $20.
Travis, y'all, this is how he really is, too. This is how hard up for a dollar he is. He will text me after the show. He won't say, good show, young man. He'll text me Marsha's Venmo, I swear to God. So it's Fulgham, Goddard, Greg Ward, Richard Rodgers are his top four receivers in yardage.
Yeah.
Surrounded by 10 different O-line combinations up front. Dak lived this for half a year. He lived this for half a season. Does he really want to go? Say what you want about the Cowboys. They've surrounded Dak with amazing, elite offensive talent. I would just think about, I'd factor that in if I was Dak. It could be a lot worse with who you're surrounded with. Look at what Wentz is dealing with.
And let me pile on here on behalf of the Dallas Cowboys. Be careful what you wish for in leaving here. Mm. I know it's not perfect, but ownership cares. Facilities are incredible. And the audience cares in a mostly positive way. And Troy, this is my point about Philadelphia. It's the Rust Belt. It's the Snow Belt. It stinks. It's rough. everything's concrete and cinder blocks and
yeah.
They revel in their pain. They like their pain. In DFW, people are nice. People don't throw beer bottles at each other by and large in DFW. They do it there like it's a sport. And so I'm not saying Dak Prescott is someday going to sign with the Eagles, but be careful what you wish for in saying, I want to leave Dallas. It's not good enough. I want to go to blank because blank usually isn't better.
And be careful, Sean, because Mike will call you later for that $20. Excuse me, I need that $20. I got payroll at the bar to pay. I need that $20. Right. We're spying on Philadelphia right now, WIP. It's funny you guys are bringing up Dak Prescott and the Cowboys because how can the Eagles lose yesterday 30-16 to the Packers, yet this morning they're upset with a Cowboy quarterback? Tony Romo and Jim Nance were on the call on CBS doing the Eagles game. They were not happy on WIP with Romo.
I'm not going to go through the whole thing now because there's a lot here. But I want you to listen to theft on the air. This is theft. Al, by my estimation, you are going to hear a $1 million theft, roughly. So he's the quarterback expert. He's the former quarterback. And the Eagles have just pulled Carson Wentz for Jalen Hurts.
I'm able to get a yard out of it.
Seconds of silence from Tony Romo after the franchise quarterback was benched.
I couldn't believe it. They had nothing.
Rhea, he's experienced this. Yes. He doesn't have anything to show. Did he ever say anything? No.
There was nothing. Oh,
it's unbelievable. $18 million for silence.
How does this guy... I don't want to get you started on Bayless. I don't want to talk about Bayless. At least Bayless's delivery is like how he normally talks. This guy, he doesn't talk like this in real life.
Do you like him?
No, I can't stand him. We won't do crosstalk with them anymore because his bit is, I have to get myself ready to fake yell and scream for 4 hours to try to make my Philadelphia fan base feel that I'm this passionate all the time. I always call it the drive-through test. Do you go through the drive-through by yourself and order like that? I'll take the dog chicken, the honey mustard wedges. You don't do that.
That's
it's
a good
fake. It's just not fake. Yeah. So he's trying to search for something to take the shot at the Cowboy announcer and the Cowboy quarterback. Troy, we got one more clip.
Yeah. And he doesn't need to do that. I mean, this is Philadelphia radio. It's WIP. You have callers to do that. You are right now in the middle of a quarterback controversy. The callers are ready to get on the phone, yell and scream and vent. Unless they have a really comfortable bed.
Paul's here. Hi, Paul.
No way.
He's sleeping.
Paul!
No way.
You can't sleep. We're having a quarterback controversy, you jackass.
He's watching Wentz tape right now.
I hope that's coming out of the front end and not the back.
Lord. He needs some work done on that snore.
Right, hold on. I'll get back to him. I like a snorer. But who falls asleep during a freaking quarterback controversy.
Al did have a lot to say last segment.
God, that's amazing. That is so good. Amazing audio. I like a snore. Quack, quack, quack. Amazing audio. And they haven't even gotten into who they want to start the next game. And Doug Peterson, I think, comes on this morning on that show. So spying on Filthy. Whew, that was a very good version. Troy Hughes getting it done. Give him his props if he can. At Tommy Sledge as the Eagles lose to the Packers and Carson Wentz goes to the bench.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.